among the things that you've campaigned on, one of the things that you mentioned is tax loopholes, that you want to close tax loopholes that benefit the rich.
Right.
Which ones?
Well, not necessarily all, because, I mean, there are plenty of wealthy individuals who do pay their fair share in taxes, and they give to the community. They're involved in nonprofit work and whatnot. But more or less referring to the ones that are taking advantage of those loopholes intentionally to defraud both the government and to defraud the citizens. There's numerous ways that, unfortunately, they've been able to divert paying their fair share. Those are the ones I'm referring to mostly, because, I mean, you know, obviously you don't want to punish those who are, you know, doing good for the community and those who are, you know, paying their fair share.
So which ones do you consider defrauding the public?
Oh, boy. Well, Wesley Snipes went to prison a few years ago for a good deal of tax evasion, but no. For instance, you know, one of our tax laws allows you to write off losses for if you're a business. And you shouldn't be allowed to write off a loss, if you ask me, for something that, you know, you failed to, you know, do as a company or as an organization and then expect the taxpayers to pay for it. Not to talk bad about our president by any means, but Donald Trump made quite a little side career there for a while of writing off losses on his, you know, taxes and whatnot. And of course, got compensated by the government for that. That's one of those loopholes that needs to be fixed, because if I go and buy 20 lawnmowers and I only sell one, you'd be appalled if somebody came to you and said, hey, you got to pay for these 19 lawnmowers that Chris has left. Something like that.